guilty verdicts against the Trump Corporation. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. A jury in New York City today returning guilty verdicts on all criminal counts against the Trump Organization. The Trump Corporation and its payroll company convicted of tax fraud for a scheme by top executives to avoid paying personal income taxes on perks such as apartments and luxury cars. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg says the case was about lying, cheating, false documents, and evading taxes.
They've now been held accountable in a court of law right here in Manhattan.
The Trump Organization could be fined up to $1.6 million at sentencing in January. An attorney for Trump's company says they will appeal. Special Counsel Jack Smith has subpoenaed local election officials in Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona, and Pennsylvania. Smith is asking for communications with or involving former President Trump, his campaign aides, and allies involved in his efforts to try to overturn the results of the 2020 election. Meantime, the House panel investigating the January 6th Capitol violence will make criminal referrals to the Justice Department. Select Committee Chair Benny Thompson not saying who the targets will be or if former President Trump will be among them. It is ultimately up to federal prosecutors whether to pursue charges. Polls will close next hour in Georgia in a runoff election to determine who will win a key U.S. Senate seat.
A rematch between Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican Herschel Walker to decide who gets to go to Washington, since neither candidate won a majority in November.
I want you to create a real 911 emergency. I want you to vote like it's an emergency.
You can know you got a champion in Herschel Walker.
The stakes could have been higher, but Democrats will retain control of the Senate regardless of what happens in the Peach State. That hasn't stopped voter enthusiasm, though, with almost 2 million votes already in.
Fox's Charles Watson. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
The suspect accused of entering a Colorado gay nightclub clad in body armor and opening fire with an AR-15-style rifle, killing five people and wounding 17 others, was charged today by prosecutors with 305 criminal counts, including murder and hate crimes. The counts against Anderson Lee Aldrich include 48 hate crime charges, one for each person known to have been in the club at the time of that shooting. Russia says Ukrainian drones are targeting airfields deep inside its territory a day after it targeted cities in Ukraine with strikes of its own.
Ukraine hasn't formally confirmed carrying out the drone strikes, but yesterday Moscow said two air bases were hit, and the governor in the Kursk region said another attack took place there early on Tuesday. If confirmed, it would be an escalation of Ukrainian attempts to defend their territory. One of the airfields hit houses long-range bombers capable of carrying nuclear weapons, and it all raises questions about the effectiveness of Russian air defense. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Workers at a major meat and poultry company are getting some extra holiday money.
Tyson Foods will give bonuses to more than 90,000 U.S. hourly team members. The payouts will range from $300 to $700. Tyson says it's also offering flexible work schedules at some facilities, parental leave, additional mental health support, and other health plan benefits. Tyson says its average hourly pay is now around $19 an hour, not including overtime. And Tyson is also offering free educational opportunities and a rideshare program. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Law enforcement officers who defended the U.S. Capitol during the January 6th violence were honored today with congressional gold medals, praised as heroes for securing democracy when they fought off the attack by supporters of then-President Trump. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.